हरे कृष्ण जय हो। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय ललिता विशाखा जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय गिरिधारी गोपाल जय गिरिधारी गोपाल गिरिधारी गोपाल जय गिरिधारी गोपाल थाई गौर प्रेमानंदी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमादिस डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज चिल प्रभुपाद की श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की श्री श्री गौरनिताई की श्री श्री गिरिधारी गोपाल की श्री जनार्दन जी महाराज की श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती रुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो 11th चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड लॉर्ड कृष्णाज अराइवल इन टू द्वारका, टेक्स्ट नंबर 13। गोपद्वार मार्गेषु कृतकौतुकतोरणां चित्रध्वजपताकाग्रैर् अन्तः प्रतिहतातपां गोपुरद्वार मार्गेषु कृतकौतुकतोरणां चित्रध्वजपताकाग्रैर् अन्तः प्रतिहतातपां गोपुरद्वारमार्गेषु कृतकौतुकतोरणां चित्रध्वजपताकाग्रैर् अन्तः प्रतिहतातपां गोपुर, द गेटवे ऑफ द सिटी। द्वार, डोर। मार्गेषु, ऑन डिफरेंट रोड्स। कृत, अंडरटेकन। कौतुक, बिकॉज ऑफ द फेस्टिवल। तोरणम, डेकोरेटेड आर्च। चित्र, पेंटेड। ध्वज, फ्लैग्स। पताका, अग्रई, बाय द फोरमोस्ट साइंस। अंतः, विदिन। प्रतिहता, चेक्ड। आतपाम, सनशाइन। ट्रांसलेशन, द सिटी गेटवे, द हाउसहोल्ड डोर्स एंड फेस्टूनड आर्चेस along the roads were nicely decorated with festive signs like plantain trees, mango trees, all to welcome the Lord. Flags, garlands and painted signs and slogans were combined to shade the sunshine. Purport. Signs of decoration in special festivals were also collected from the gifts of nature, such as the plantain trees, the mango trees, fruits and flowers and mango trees coconut palms, plantain trees are still accepted as auspicious signs. The flags mentioned above were all painted with the pictures of either Garuda or Hanuman, the two great servitors of the Lord. For devotees, such paintings and decorations are still adored, and the servitor of the master is paid more respects for the satisfaction of the Lord. Jai Ho. The city gateway, the household doors, festooned arches along the roads were all nicely decorated with festive signs of plantain trees and mango trees. All to welcome the Lord, flags, garlands, painted signs and slogans were all combined to shade the sunshine. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So the background of this whole story is Shri Krishna has left Hastinapur after passing away of Bhishma Dev and listening to the prayers of Kunti. Then Krishna has left and he has gone to Dwarka. So what we see here is a festival, right? There is a very common consistent event that takes place in the Leela of the Lord. The Lord stays some time with his devotees and then he leaves the devotees and he goes away to perform his other pastimes. And at sometimes he comes back. And when he comes back, even when he came to Hastinapur, it is explained Pandavas felt like they regained their life. When he came to Navadvip, that time of Navadvipvasis felt like coming back to life. When he came, Lord Chaitanya went to South India tour and came back to Jagannath Puri, it was like life coming back again. So we see this theme continuously. There is a festival of union and there is a festival of separation. This particular theme was explained by Lord Ramachandra to Mother Sita when they were performing Vanvas. They were at Modadruma Dvipa, under that beautiful tree, Modadruma, the tree of happiness. So Lord Ramachandra started smiling. So Sita Devi asked, "Why are you smiling?" He said, I am very happy to tell you that I will be coming back again here after two yugas. That was Treta Yuga. So now, this Treta Yuga, then Dwarka, Dwapar Yuga, then in Kali Yuga I will come back again in a dancing form, golden form. And I will stay in Navadvip and I will marry you and you will stay with me at the age of 24. I will leave you. First he describes all, I will do Sankirtan, I will make everybody blissful. And suddenly he says, I will leave you one day and go by taking sannyas. So Sita Devi said, why you did this, we will do this. Why you would like to give me pain and put me in the ocean of sorrow? At that point, Lord has explained to her the mystery of happiness of union and the mystery of happiness in separation. So Sita Devi was pacified. Said, it's not that I am going to put you in ocean of sorrow. There will be intense joy of happiness in uniting with me in a heart in bhava form. So, in Lord's pastimes, It is always festival. All the festivals are always connected with the Lord. And if the festivals are connected with the Lord, then only they give happiness. Otherwise, there are many festivals which are not connected with the Lord. They invariably bring misery, either right there or in the course of time. And festival is called as Utsava. Utsava means one which, the event which uplifts your consciousness. Ut yini, upwards. And upwards means where? To the Lord, to your original source. So, India is a land of festivities. Because of the situation of India, it is called as Utsav Priya Desh. That means there is continuity of festival only. In between there is little gap. And because of that, continuous festivities, there were no mental illnesses in India before. Even today also, if we take shelter of these festivities very seriously, there will be no mental illnesses. Why? Because everybody is continuously engaged in preparing for the next festival. And all the festivals have Lord in the center, so there is the service to the Lord, decoration of the Lord, Shringar, decoration of the palace or house or roads or whatever, wherever you are. There will be preparation of sweetmeats, there will be preparation of nice dressings, there will be ornaments, there will be dancing, there will be so many things are there. And each organization takes time and energy and desire to be involved. And one gets over, then immediately the preparation of the next starts. So the gap is only for the preparing for the next. Then we prepare for the next and then actual festival takes place. And then that ends and again we start preparing for the next. So there is no time for mind to get distressed. No time to get frustrated or depressed. All this is happening in the West. Because there is no festivities there. One festival at the end of the year. At the most two festivals. All over the countries outside India you just observe. There are hardly any festivals. So all these mental illnesses began in the West. Or in the non-Indian countries. Those countries got separated. In the history of our India, it is explained that those kings who were rebellious, they left actual main side India, the central, and they went to periphery and settled down in the West. And those cultures are festivity-less cultures. Some culture is there, but all cultures are centered around sense gratification, not around the Lord or God consciousness. That is why all these mental illnesses, frustration, divorces, murders, all kinds of things have erupted. And although India was invaded so many times, but nobody could take away the festivity of India. Nobody could take away the festivity of India. You see, even when British were there, even when Muslims were ruling, even were so many people were coming from south side, west side, north side, and Portuguese coming from Goa, the festivities were not lost at all. They are the heart of this country. So, and festivities makes you very rich in your consciousness. What is the richness of consciousness? Is happiness. By essential, definition. If we are not happy, then we have to be unhappy. And unhappiness breeds so many mental and physical diseases, psychosomatic disorders. So happiness is your birthright and you must get it. And that can be achieved by these continuous festivities which we go on in our life. Yes, we work, but finally we work to please the Lord through the festivities. And in festivities, nobody is morose, you see. Everybody is happy. Everybody is well dressed, well ornamented. Everything is decorated so well. Everything is so fragrant. There's so nice things to eat. The Lord is decorated in the best possible way. Beholding the Lord is such a pleasure on festivities. People come from long distances to see Sharad Purnima decoration. to see different manorats on Chandan Yatra 21 days. We'll just come all the way to see. It's a festivity for the eyes, to behold the beautiful form, to decorate your retina with the eternal imprints of the Lord's darshans. To remember them, to memorize them. What is the festivity of Vrindavan? You go to Vrindavan and I'll tell you, there's not a single day there is no festival. Something or other, whatever is going on. For example, in other places, everybody, when they are undergoing Pitru Paksh, it is supposed to be a mourning paksh. You know, everybody is just doing sadhav of their parents, and if you don't buy new things or go to new house or a vehicle or anything, everything is just put on hold and everybody is just worshipping the ancestors. But at that time, what is happening in Vrindavan? Moment Ananta Chaturdashi takes place, Pitru Paksh starts. Moment that happens in Vrindavan, what is that Utsav called? Sanji Utsav starts. Sanji Devi's Utsav. And what is Sanji Devi's Utsav? You make a nice platform made of cow dung. Fully decorated, large platform. Something like, you know, up to this chair. Big, big one. Round, circle, or octagonal, or hexagonal, or square, or whatever. Made of cow dung. And first 10 days, they will decorate that with flowers. And that is why the Sanji Utsav flower picking leela is there. Radharani gopis, they go all over the Braj Bhumi and pick flowers from Kusum Sarovar, from Padarvan, from so many places. And they go home and they decorate the Sanji. So even today the Brajvasis are decorating Sanji with flowers. And they will make the theme of Krishna playing Jula, you know, enjoying Jula, or Krishna meeting Radharani alone in Gupta Kund, in Vrinda Kund. So many themes are decorated and they are all flower decorated around that. It starts at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. After the Rajbhoga, it goes on till 4:30, 5 o'clock. And 6 o'clock, it is open. And that whole thing is offered to Radha and Krishna for their pleasure. In front of them, it only is made. It is offered to them. And then people come to take darshan. That's for first 10 days. From Purnima to Dashmi. And Ekadashi to Purnima, they will decorate Sanji with colors and not with flowers. Like we call Rangoli here in Mumbai or Maharashtra. So when the whole India is mourning for Pitru Paksha, Vrindavan is celebrating Sanji Utsav. So there is one form of Durga Devi or Parvati Devi, Maya Devi, is Sanji Devi. And she also is made out of cow dung on the walls, with cow dung sticking. Beautiful decorations. So at homes, on the wall Sanji Devi, and the ground Sanji. All the girls and boys, everybody is engaged in making the Sanji. And there are so many pastimes of picking up flowers from gardens. Radharani, gopis, Krishna disguising, Krishna coming as he is, as disguised as Mali, gardener. Varieties are filled with pastimes. At times, Krishna makes Sanji for gopis in disguise of Shama Gopi. At times, so many things. And then there is, the Sanji is made by Krishna in the form of Shama Gopi for Radha, Lalita, Vishakha are the best Sanjis in the whole Braj Bhumi. Everybody is glorifying the Sanjis of Radha Rani and Lalita Vishakha. How you made these wonderful Sanjis? That is because Krishna has come in the guise of Gopi. So what I am trying to tell you is that there is nothing like mourning actually. In the absolute sense, if we are connected with the Lord constantly, that is a very important word. Constantly is in the bold and higher font. Consistently. Underlined. Adorekit. Then life is a festival. Whether we are in physical association with Krishna or we are not, there needs to be connection. And that connection begins festivities in our life. Makes our life the beginning of ocean of happiness is when we get connected with the Lord. So, in one sense, the Dwarkavasis are unhappy because Krishna has gone to Hastinapur or wherever his duties were. But they are experiencing the connectivity with the Lord in the heart, in the form of their separation and their love, each and everybody is actually relishing the union with the Lord in the heart. It is also explained that Krishna was in Vrindavan for 11 years, 52 days. He was Krishna and they were all. But when he went in the heart of everybody as bhava form. And everybody individually relished the connection with the Lord. Externally crying, internally rejoicing the most intimate way. So they actually relished more ecstasy in separation because they were in the most subtlest connection with the Lord. So festivity continues. One has to go deeper to understand the type of festivities and what kind of pleasures the festivities give. And this is seen everywhere. The Ayodhya Vasis were drowned in the ocean of separation when Ram left for Vanvas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and went away. Krishna left Vrindavan to go to Mathura. Krishna left Dwarka after getting there into Dwarka, went to Hastinapur. So all the time, the Lord, when He appears, He gives these two kinds of opportunities of festivities to His devotees. One of union and one of separation. So here, the internalized Dwarka Vasis are now connecting with the Lord in person. The Lord has, blown His conch shell. And it is said when He blew His conch shell, see how wonderful aspect of festivity. Just see. First of all, Krishna feels its necessity to enliven His devotees by blowing His conch shell. Huh? So He doesn't feel that, let them come to know. When I will come to know, they will come to know. They will come to know. So He announces because He cares for His devotees. And when He is blowing the conch shell, the conch shell becomes red because of touch of His reddened lips. As if the white swan is playing in the orchard of red flowers. Sukadeva Goswami is a poet. So writing very, very beautiful poetic language. And that vibration has created such charm in the hearts of Dwarkavasis. You know, they left everything and just ran towards the entrance, Gopura Dwaram. And they offered such heartfelt feelings, offerings to the Lord of words. Oh Krishna, when you go, a life becomes so morose. When you are away, we are always thinking of you, when you will come back. Now you have come back. It is such a fortune. You are worshipped by demigods. You are worshipped by all celestial people, great people in the universe created by Brahma. We are nothing, but still you choose to come back to us. You bring life back to us. Now what all they have done? Some things, Prabhupada explained some things in Shloka. They have decorated, as soon as they heard the sound, they started decorating the whole Dwarkapuri. They have sprinkled scented water on all the roads everywhere. Generally they do it with elephants. The elephant sprinkles everywhere. Then they have put festoons, pataka, the sign of celebration. Whenever there is a celebration, festival, there is pataka. Then there are lamps that they have lit. Lamps also symbolize prakash, that means utkarsh, that means growth, upliftment, and also it gives positivity and happiness. I forgot to mention, the most important aspect of festival is creating positivity. In the realm of negativity, to create positivity is festivity. Okay? So, then they have put lamps, they have decorated themselves, they have worn silken clothes, they have grown flowers on their bodies, ladies especially. They have put ornaments. They have cooked sweetmeats at home. They have prepared aarti plates and they are running. They have decorated their house with plantain leaves, plantain stems and plantain leaves, arches of that. They have put mango leaves, garlands as a toran. It is translated here as arched decoration. But toran is toran. You know, English cannot explain what is toran. Toran, everybody knows in India, what decorates your door beautifully with flowers and leaves. So Prabhupada says that even today in India, all these natural resources are utilized to express your festivities. And there are three main things that are used coconut, banana and mango. These three things are utilized specifically. And coconut is used to exchange your respect and love, to honor somebody. Right? And coconut has so much power actually. If some negativity is there, get the coconut and touch on all the walls and break it and throw it in the ocean. It captures all negativity and throws it away. That's the power of coconut. Coconut represents Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. There are always three dots on coconut's head. Have you seen that? Scriptures say that coconut represents Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. And whenever you broke the coconut and throw the water, it creates all auspiciousness and removes all the inauspiciousness. That's why you see Indian culture, wherever there is a festivity or something, inauguration, we break the coconut and sprinkle the water everywhere. Even, I don't want to go into that details, but in South India, coconut has so much value. In so many rituals, the coconuts are used. Why mango leaves are hung on the door? So mango leaves have power to extract all negativity and destroy it. That's why in every festival that we have, it may be in temple or maybe at homes or maybe in the village or in the city, see that you tie at least one mango leaf at your door. It signifies that you are having festivity and it takes away all the negativity which is going to hamper in your festivity. And then comes banana. Banana, everything is utilized for festivity. You can see the stems are utilized in arched manner. The fruits are utilized. And banana and coconut are most important ingredients in every festivity. They have to be there. So go to any Indian temples for any festivities. So you buy a plate of things to offer the Lord. What is there in that? Six bananas and coconut is always there. That is our culture, which brings so much positivity. And these trees, wherever they grow, they create auspiciousness. And now we are not in mood of that, you know, growing banana in front of our house or coconut in front of our house. Now some societies are building that. And we insist that you plant these trees. There are 8-9 trees which create maximum oxygen in the air. And one of them is mango, banana, coconut, then there is peepal, then there is bargad, that is banyan tree, and ashwatha tree, then there is umbar tree, that is, what do you call umbar tree? Umbar tree, audumbara. Fig is different, audumbara is different. It creates fruit like fig only, but it is not fig, it is different. Audumbar trees, then there is samal tree, kadamba tree. All these trees are supposed to be creating maximum amount of oxygen in the air. Tulsi is also creating oxygen in the air. So these trees create positivity in your life. So here, Dwarka Vasis are relishing the sight of Krishna. Relishing the interaction with Krishna. Krishna is graciously accepting their glories, glorifications. And that is the festival. When one depends on the Lord and Lord's devotees and Lord's entourage for his happiness, that whole life is a celebration. What is our problem? That we are lost the tune with the nature and the Lord. Moment you and me get tuned with Mother Nature, which is Lord's nature, and the Lord himself, the festivities and celebration of life begins. The life itself becomes a celebration. There is no question of unhappiness in the life of a devotee if he is always in the process of serving and glorifying the Lord. What is actually the essence of festival? What do we do here in festival? We glorify the Lord. We serve the Lord. We decorate the Lord. We decorate the temple of the Lord. Entrance of the temple of the Lord. We treat the devotees of the Lord. With garlands and everything. We cook nice food and offer to the Lord for the pleasure of the Lord. So who is the center of the festivity? Is the Lord and his devotees. And what are the festoons? Prabhupada explains. What does the festoon contain? They contain or they are painted with the signs of Garuda or Hanumanji, who are the celebrated carriers of the Lord. Knowing well that when you glorify such devotees of the Lord will be pleased, which is the reason behind the festivity. Everything is so beautifully connected with the Lord, directly or indirectly. In India, there is a saying, another level of understanding of a festival is Sadhu Santa Yeti Ghara Tochi Diwali Dasara. Whenever saintly people, either you invite them or they choose to come to your house, that is a festival for the family householders. So, at times you choose, you invite them by your choice, you decide and you give them an invitation. And the more fortunate than that is they choose to come to your house with notice or without notice, but on their own accord. And that is considered to be highest mercy of the Lord. When you are blessed with the, not planned by you, planned by them, the visit of the devotees of the Lord. Whole Maharashtra celebrates these words. Sadhu Santa Yeti Ghara Tochi Diwali Dasara. Because Diwali Dasara, we are all making sweetmeats and burning firecrackers, lighting lamps and meeting devotees, meeting guests and feeding them, embracing them, exchanging love, affection. But actually when the devotees come at home, you don't have to have Diwali Murta, Dasara Murta. That becomes Diwali and Dasara. So, I will share with you my recent example of Sadhu Santa Yeti Ghara Yet Tochi Diwali Dasara. I was in Uttarkashi and I had a small kitchen. I would cook every day. And then 100 devotees came with Bhakti Purushottam Swami and Radha Kund Prabhu and so many people. Some doctors from Bhaktivedanta also were there in that. And then they had a kitchen with them. You know, cooks were there. Everything was going on, entourage with them. So they landed in Uttarkashi, stayed one night in Uttarkashi, and next morning, 5 o'clock, all the devotees went to Gangotri. But Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, his holiness, thought he has already gone, so he will take rest. So Radhakant Prabhu said, I'll also stay back with you, we'll just spend some time. But when the devotees left with the kitchen party, they just came to realization that there is no arrangement of food. What to do? And they didn't want to go to any restaurants or any other place because it's all, I don't want to explain to you. So there comes a phone call. Vishwarup Das, we are coming to your kuti to eat food, eat prasad. I was about to start my own little cooking. So I said, okay, you come, I will make khichdi. So then the phone call says that, no khichdi. We don't get khichdi at lunch. Wheat, rice, dal and sabji at lunch. I said, okay. And then I started cooking. I was so happy. I thought that all the stay of Uttarkashi, for whatever purpose, it is getting fulfilled now when there is an opportunity to serve a sadhu. That too on his own accord, with his own desire and own kind of, you know, request. I was like thrilled. And there were no festoons. There were no mango leaves, there were no decorations, nothing was there, but it was much, much more than a festival. In between, I had some intuition in the morning that today the gas cylinder may get over. Somehow, I felt like that. And believe me, I cooked the dal and the gas got over. So I had to take shelter of the opposite cottage, in one Swamiji's cottage, and I went to his cottage and cooked the remaining things up, going back and forth, getting spices from here, cooking there, coming back, again getting kari patta from here, again going, again bringing the pot from here, like that. Last, in 2 hours of cooking, 1 hour was pleasant, second hour was like, you know, and somehow, in time, everything was cooked. And Swamiji came, and I served them prasad. Another sannyasi came from local area, he took prasad. And I cannot explain to you how much joy was there. How much happiness was there. This is always seen. When you cook for yourself, there is happiness. Because you are not eating outside food. You are cooking yourself and offering to the Lord with love and eating. There is one kind of joy. But when you cook for somebody else and offer to the Lord and feed that person, is such a different kind of joy. And if that person is a devotee of the Lord, your day, life, everything is, your sadhana, your japa, everything is fulfilled. So this is a festival. Incidentally, people come home and they honor Prasad. Because when they are truly satisfied, when they come to your house and they are truly satisfied, they may not be satisfied with the opulence that you offer, but they are definitely satisfied with the love that you offer, whatever things you offer. So he said, may Radharani bless you after eating Prasad. And then a lot of satsang was there. A lot of things were revealed, beautiful things. And then I realized that this is the real festival of life, actually. When we are eager to serve devotees, when we are eager to serve devotees, naturally we become eager to serve the Lord also, because of their blessings. And then the whole life is a celebration, can be a celebration, which culminates in the Antim Mahotsav of uniting with the Lord personally. Nothing less than now, because now also we are united. Some difference is there, but it begins now, not to end ever in life, in future. In this life or the life next or the eternity of life. So what is wrong? The wrong is disconnection with the Lord. The fault is discontinuity of connection with the Lord. If it is if connection is there, the discontinuity is the problem. That's why in first canto only Shukdev Goswami explains Ahaituki Apratiyata. In first only the mandate is given. If you want to be continuously blissful, continuously in a celebration mood, then apratihata and ahaituki has to be there. As soon as hetu comes and interruption comes, the celebration ends. So we try to be away from hetu and try to be consistent without a break. Life is so blissful, actually. In fact, there is no reason for a devotee to be morose, actually. We have so much to do and so many options to, you know, avail. Life of a devotee, which is actually a celebration, is not monotonous. Life of a devotee is filled with so much of variety, so much of types of varieties. And you can avail anything and we remain blissful in continuity. So let us all take this fortune given by our spiritual master, given by Srila Prabhupada, to make every single so-called insignificant to the biggest human life. Every single life to be a celebration. And such lives, which is all celebration, they come together, it's a big celebration to come together and experience. And that joy and happiness is our birthright. If we don't get that, then we have missed the bus. We have missed the chance. This life is meant to be blissful, meant to be celebrating union with the Lord, union with the devotees, union with the scriptures, the word of the Lord, uniting with the vision of the Lord, darshan of the Lord, serving to make the Lord beautiful. It's all the part of this celebration that we have in life. And at this moment of time, the Dwarka Vasis are experiencing that celebration, the festivity. The Lord is reciprocating. Because whenever you keep the Lord in the center of a festivity, the Lord reciprocates and enhances your festivity. At the end of the day, you may get completely tired and so much tired that no energy left, but your heart will be jumping in happiness. Remembering, now you may not be able to eat everything that was cooked in the festival, but whatever you have partaken, it has given such joy and fulfillment in your life. You know? And hold the lie all the night when you sleep, in the tired, only the dreams of festivals go on. What happened that day? And such is the life of Brijvasis also. So they are in the land of Krishna. They are with Krishna. They are serving Krishna with so intimately. But we are not bereft of that. We can also live like them, think like them, serve like them, adopt the mood like them. And then wherever you are, your life also will be like that only. Like in Vrindavan. Nothing stops us to live life of Vrindavan. There is no hindrance. There is no geographical difference in the subtle sense. When your heart is filled with love and serving attitude to the devotees and to Krishna, it is Vrindavan everywhere. In Mumbai also, Kolkata also, London also. Let us take that opportunity. Nothing should stop us. That will please Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada wanted everyone to be brought to Vrindavan. Physically and subtly. In both ways. To bring Vrindavan to their heart and bring them to Vrindavan. Both are celebrations. And that's how the life becomes successful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Just see, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan, he was Jagannath Puri. What was the thing that was holding, or they were holding Lord Chaitanya from going to Vrindavan? Festivals. They were saying, why are you going now? Vodan Shashti is coming. We are going to wear warm clothes to Lord Jagannath. Then they are saying, oh, Vasant Panchami is coming. Oh, Dhola Yatra is coming. Oh, just now, Ram Navami is coming. Then there is Rath Yatra coming. Then there is Undicha. Then there is so many things. And then the whole circle was over. And the same festival came again. And they are saying, why are you going? The same festival is coming again. So the Lord was held with the love of the devotees. But they were taking shelter of the festivities to hold the Lord. And Lord also was held because of that. He did go. And finally he left Vrindavan. There was another celebration in Vrindavan Dham when the Lord came. Danced everywhere. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is a festival from beginning to end. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Susukham Kartum Abhayam. Chanting, dancing and feasting. Whenever Lord Chaitanya went, he just danced. People fainted. People went into ecstasy, goosebumps, tears of love. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tears of love like pichkari, like piston. And there are tears flowing from their cheeks on the body. Imagine, Rath Yatra festival. The Lord in separation from Krishna is meeting the Lord in separation from Radharani. So unique, indescribable festival that took place when Lord was there in Jagannath Puri for Rath Yatra. And one thing scriptures explain, that a festival is never complete without dancing. A dance has to be there. Vina dritya, utsav is never complete. So, in India now they don't dance for the Lord, but they dance in weddings. It is the perverted remnant of the reality. Before, they would dance in the weddings for the pleasure of the Lord, along with the devotees, who are family members. Now they dance for themselves. But the dancing is essential. Mahotsav is defined as when the dance also is there, along with so many things of which I described. Food and ornaments and good dresses and decorations and service and everything. And also, without the presence of the devotees, the festivals are not complete. You may have a festival at your home, but the devotees, maybe the brahmachari, maybe the sannyasi, maybe grihastha, the devotees don't come, the festivities are not complete. That is our, we are proud of that wonderful Indian culture, which is ingrained, interwoven with God consciousness inevitably. It is an inevitable interweaving of devotion in all our life activities. Whether there is a birth or whether there is a death, people would dance at the death also. Why? Because one of the members is going back to Godhead. So they would, why they are throwing coins? Why they are throwing flowers? And why they are dancing? Actually, it is supposed to be for the reason that our fellow is going back to Godhead. But nobody knows that. Just, paisa fekna hota hai, so wo fekte rehte. They don't know why they are throwing that. So here, the life in this Devbhumi is from beginning to end a festival. It's just a matter of realization. Potentially, and truthfully, and realistically, it is a festival. Hare Krishna. Any question? Anybody else? It is there mentioned in Navadvip Mahatmya. If you read that book, Gauramandal Mahatmya, I think Nityananda Prabhu is explaining to Jiva Goswami and who else? He is taking them on parikrama. That book is in a blue book, which Thakur Bhaktivinoda actually explains that, but originally spoken by Nityananda Prabhu to Jiva Goswami. In that, when Mudadrimadvipa comes, there this pastime is given. Spoken by Lord Nityananda himself. Another thing I forgot to mention is that when Lord Ram met Shabri, it was the ultimate festival of her life. When she met Shabri, Lord met Shabri, she was all, so much bent by that time. She couldn't even lift herself. She saw the lotus feet of the Lord. She was decorating the road. Actually, her whole life was celebration because every single day she was preparing for that. But Lord would not come. But she did not give up her activity of that day, which was the ultimate celebration. She would every day pick flowers, every day pick berries, and every day prepare for the arrival of the Lord, the ultimate festival. And finally at 85 years of age, the Lord came. And she first saw the lotus feet only because she could not lift herself. And then she put him on the tat. What is that called? Ganesak, the local, sitting asana. And she gave him those bitten berries, chosen bitten berries. And the Lord relished that, the ultimate ecstasy, with tears in eyes. She was crying, Lord was crying, in happiness. And in that visit only, she went back to Godhead. Immediately, imagine. This is our heritage. You don't have to be rich. Don't have to be educated, don't have to be affluent, don't have to be resourceful. You can be as simple as Shabri. Even caste-wise, she was nothing. You name anything, she was nil. But she had that wealth, because of which she was able to have the celebration in her life. Hari Bol. Yes, please.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for your wonderful class. Only like you can make a class into a big festival. Since you are a doctor also,
yes,
at the same time you are speaking about festivals, so can you give a prescription pad for those people who are suffering, most of us who are suffering by being bitten by the snake of negativities? So what is your prescription for such people, individually what they can do and collectively what they can do to bring out this festive mood in our hearts?
As I always tell, that the first step is to listen and to understand. When we listen, we understand that there can be a festival, right? We listen about festivals, then we can understand, we can also celebrate such festivals on a smaller scale maybe. But listening is more important, very important. The whole joy in life, it begins from listening first. After listening, desire develops. And then that desire makes you do sankalpa. See, I have a desire and I want to do this. And then festival manifests. Right? So, the first thing is when we chant Hare Krishna, and we attend to the holy name, the desire develops. You have started chanting Hare Krishna because you have heard. That has given you desire, and then that has given sankalpa to you, and you are connecting with the Lord. And then, if somebody is very depressed, do bring him in a festival. I'm telling you. Pull him to temple, and just let him sit there, and just watch everything what's happening. All negativities will be eradicated. But at the physical level or the medical level, there are certain things that we call as psychotherapy, which we sit down with the person and speak to the person, motivate the person, give them positivity. For that, His Holiness Sadhanand Maharaj says, you can give people only what you have. So if you have negativity, then you only transfer negativity. If you are positive and if you are happy and you are yourself an example of festivity in your life, in your own self, the moment you meet or somebody meets you, they feel that joy. So a common prescription will be, give that person association filled with positivity. And for that, first thing, we all need to be positive. No negative things should be able to or should put us into a negative situation. Because we have such a powerful, you know, power-studded formula which can eradicate and throw away all kinds of negativities in life. Krishna consciousness is defined in one level is one which can make you or make you remain blissful in the middle of most ghastly, painful situations. I repeat again. Your life may be around you, most negative things may be going on. Most ghastly challenges may be going on. But Krishna consciousness is a process which can make you remain blissful in the middle of the miseries of life. That is the potency by definition of Krishna consciousness. So by definition, nothing should affect you. But if it affects, take shelter of devotees. Devotees should give shelter to them. Love, affection, kindness. And pull the devotees out or people out of their frustrations. But for that, those people who are negative or whatever, depressed, they should submit to you at least. That should be their step. When they take that step of submitting to you, then the life is successful. Beginning of success of life starts. Like that. So, what Prabhupada was doing? He had so many difficulties, but he went on sharing love, affection, kindness, camaraderie to all the people who met were all frustrated in life. That's why he boldly said, I am converting hippies into happies. And those who were converted also accepted that. Yes, we were hippies, now we are happies. Because Krishna consciousness is a life of festivity. It brings festivity and along with it happiness in our lives. So, world is getting more and more number of depressed people now, unfortunately. The psychologists are unable because they are not Krishna conscious. They are just manipulating the mental energy. And that just, it's like psychological guidance without Krishna consciousness, to be very cleared, is transferring burden from one shoulder to another shoulder. This shoulder will feel some relief, so you feel, now my this shoulder is pain-free. And then pain starts over here. Then again you lift the pain from here and put it over here. Then there is pain relief over here. And after some time you start feeling pain over here. That is called non-Krishna conscious psychotherapy. But Krishna conscious psychotherapy is removal of the burden altogether from body to somewhere else. And you feel overall lighter, you feel free from the pain or the burden. Otherwise only there is a manipulation, which is like a fooling to the person who is depressed. And at the end of the day he feels the pain is not here, but it's already here. It's not gone out of me, it's here only. But when a devotee counsels, because of Krishna's presence in the counsel, in the counseling, the person starts feeling the relief if he accepts what the devotee is saying. And the psychiatrists who are not Krishna conscious, they feel devotees are fools. Because they feel that devotees have so many obligations on their mind. So much of obligation is there. Sola mala karna hi hai, subah utna hi hai. There are so many, bogging down burdens on their life. First, you should give up all these bogging down burdens in your life. Free yourself of these numbers that you are bogged down with. And that is where the real misery starts in devotee's life. When you attend such a psychiatrist. So they can come to Bhakti Vedanta. They can come to Department of Spiritual Care. And we can make them happy. Without any doubt. Not with our pride or potency. It's a pride that Prabhupada has given us. Such a formula. With which we can make. How can I tell you? We have saved so many divorces. Which is not our business. We businesses to treat diseases, but in the process we have saved so many divorces, so many suicidal cases we have saved, and they are turned into devotees. So many family frustrations are there, which are very confidential, but they are all come out of that. So many people are dying. That itself is the biggest depression and negativity. But we have been celebrating birthdays just 15 days before death, 7 days before death. We have been celebrating engagements of granddaughter with a boy in the hospital side room for the patient who is about to leave his body. There has been such kind of things which are unbelievable. The newly married couples have been brought to a dying mother-in-law or a mother. And there are photographs, the mother caressing the newly married girl and a boy out of love and happily leaving this world. You have to leave one day. But you can live happily and satisfactorily. And we can assist in that. You know? Radhanand Maharaj went to meet one rickshawala who had a spine cancer, who was lifted by our people from the road with a baby in the lap. The mother died at the birth and baby boy in the lap. And the rickshaw driver has spine cancer, he cannot drive any rickshaw anymore. He lost his house, lost his income and was sitting on the road. He was lifted by our people, brought to the hospice and taken care. And Shyam Das and one of his friend who sings, what is her name, some great singer, that lady came. She sang Nanda Nanda Ashtakam and Radhanath Swami met that person and he asked, so how do you feel now? He said, I am feeling blissful. Sir, you have 4th stage cancer, you can't even move. He said, Radharani is in control. These people have brought me over here to make my life so happy. Yes, I'm going to die, but I'm so happy. It's unbelievable to see a person with 4th grade spine cancer spread all over the body, stuck in the bed, to be happy. And you can make him happy by applying the formula. And we have seen all these things. So why we don't, why I should not believe this? It's not theory anymore. I've seen theory in practice. So for that person, dying in Vrindavan with stage 4 spine cancer is a festival. You have made it into a festival. You can convert that misery into a festival by your intervention, by your divine, spiritual, you know, enriched intervention. And we all have that potency to bring that joy of festivity in the life of people who is dying or is suffering in life. And the key point is Krishna, his name and his devotees. These three factors get into action, then festivity begins. Hari Bol. Any other question? Thank you very much. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And for everybody who chants in the morning, every morning is a festival. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare